Listen to what the Bible says in James chapter 5, beginning in verse 1, because it's so pertinent in today's market. Listen to this. Come now, you rich, weep and howl for your miseries that are coming upon you. Your riches are corrupted, and your garments are moth-eaten. Your gold and silver are corroded, and their corrosion will be a witness against you, and will eat your flesh like fire. You have heaped up treasure in the last days. Recently in the news, Warren Buffett, the world's richest man, warned that the current recession in America might be deeper and longer than first suspected. And across the country, there's evidence that he might be right. In the wake of the subprime mortgage crisis, the rate of foreclosures is way up. Gas prices are reaching an all-time high. Even utility companies are reporting an increase in the number of people they disconnect each month because they didn't pay their bills. Of course, sometimes all it takes to trigger a bit of a recession is enough people talking about the hard times ahead. But this time, it looks like we might actually be in for a bit of a ride. Even when I went to Europe a little while ago, I discovered that a lot of people there are talking about the American marketplace because the world economy is so interlinked that if we go down here, they feel the turbulence too. The question I want you to think about today is this. What is the appropriate response to a collapsing economy for the Christian? There are several factors you need to think about. First of all, if your whole identity is wrapped up in your stuff, your possessions, you're really in for a rude awakening if you hit hard times. Because all of a sudden, the things you use to define who you are have vanished, and you're left without a sense of purpose. Secondly, we already know from the Bible passage we read today that ultimately the whole world system is going to collapse. It's not a matter of if there's going to be trouble, it's a matter of when. Now, I'm not trying to suggest that the current recession is a precursor to the big one, not at all. I'm simply not enough of a financial expert to know such things. But at the same time, we'd be foolish not to pay attention to what the Bible says. The day is coming when all the treasure on the planet is going to seem worthless. And at that moment, you're going to wish you'd done something more productive with your life than simply save large amounts of cash. Today I've got a suggestion for you. Why not take some of the resources that God has put under your care and invest in something that's going to last for all eternity? One day, the money's going to be worthless, so why not do something with it that really makes a difference now? The needs all around you are huge, and right now, it's within your power to do something really meaningful. You don't need to be a millionaire to make a difference in someone else's life. So dig a water well in Africa. Send Bibles to a place that doesn't have them. Adopt a hungry kid. Give for evangelistic meetings. Do something while that money still has buying power. And believe me, the day is coming when you're going to know that's just a better way to live.